Welcome everybody. Shir number 1220. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, but Rabbi Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Lufu Shalema Leia Bas Cyril. Getting back to our Malacha of Goize's sharing. Okay, so we're trying to finish up. We have a little bit more to go. A few more shilas, a few more important things to go over, and then we hope to move on to the next malacha, Be'ezras Hashem. Hopefully will be chayresh, plowing. Now, we're all wondering, what do you mean plowing? Nobody's plowing their field. We don't have fields, they don't plow, nothing to do with me on Shabbos. We're going to see, but the malacha of plowing, chayresh, entails many various different items which could come up on Shabbos, and we'll see how it works in reference to the ground, in reference to, doing a hole in the ground, covering a hole, whatever the case is. It doesn't have to do with planting so much. Obviously, it has to do with planting. Somebody plows the ground, getting ready for planting. That's the Av Malacha. But we're going to see how there's many, many different shilas that do come up, even on a weekly basis, which are in conjunction with Malacha of Chayresh, plowing. So Be'ezras Hashem, we hope to do that one next. Alright, so just finishing off a few interesting things. Somebody mentioned to me, in reference to, they said they make a ponytail, and every time they make a ponytail, the hair mamish falls out. There are certain people that sometimes even mamish brings on the sefer klalim. You know, we said last time in reference to you can't brush, you can't comb, but we said you're allowed to run your fingers through the hair, right? You're allowed to rub your hair if you have to, run your fingers through the hair in reference to, straightening it out and so on. But the person does have to know, which we did mention, there are sometimes a person has, there are certain situations where mamish, every time they come out, almost touch their hair, it falls out. So in those cases, you have to be extremely careful. Like, let's say in the case of a ponytail, for example, if a person knows every time I put my hair in a ponytail, obviously in conjunction with a woman or whatever, hairs are coming out, so you have to be careful. Maybe possibly not to pull hard, or maybe just to make the ponytail at the end, whereby a person won't be pulling out on the hairs at all. Because of the fact, if a person does it in a way whereby it's a psych ratio, automatically, inevitably, hairs will come out, then you can't do it like that. You have to do it in a more, much more gentler way, whereby it won't be inevitable or automatic that hairs will come out. Because like we spoke about, we brought down the, for example, the pig's hair brush, or a very soft brush, or like a baby brush, or so on. When somebody combs their hair, we said, why would that be allowed possibly in certain situations? Because if somebody does it very gently, right? We said in cases whereby the hair won't automatically come out. Now, if it comes out once in a while, the hair falls out. Okay, be it as it may, it is what it is. But it's just we want to avoid the fact that, you know, when I do it, a good chunk of the time, hair's coming out to the point that it's inevitable. Automatically, hairs are going to come out. That you can do. So any action, that's the point I want to bring out, that any action that's done, even though the Shulchan Aruch did say running their fingers through their hair, rubbing their hair, or whatever the case is, scratching their hair, if they know every single time hair comes out, and when they do it during the week, this action, ponytail, rubbing, scratching, whatever the case is, every time I do it, hair comes out. So you have to be careful not to do it on Shabbos, or if it's done on Shabbos, to do it extremely, extremely lightly. Even in the case of the ponytail, just to do it very lightly, maybe the end, or if somebody has to scratch, like, you know, barely touching their hair just a little bit, to the point where they know that not every time or a good chunk of the times, we're not going to get into what psych ratio, how many times, it's a little bit more complicated, but they know, you know, I'm doing it very lightly, and when I do this action, this scratching, for example, right, so I know, good, then a good chunk of the time, most of the time, my hair is not falling out. When I scratch a little bit harder, then my hair will fall out. Okay, so a person knows, so then they have to be careful to do it gently. In other words, the point we're trying to make, any action that they do in conjunction with all the things with their hair, we're not talking about now combing and brushing, that we said is also, you take a regular comb, regular brush, that's the Shulchan Aruch tells us straight out, hair's coming out, that's not the issue. But even just a gentle, all the gentle actions with the hair and the head and so on, and the scalp, if somebody knows their own situation, they have such a situation, such as sometimes older people, hair's falling out, they have to know just to be very careful to do it extremely gently in a way whereby they know for sure, won't be automatic and inevitable hair will fall out, and that, a good chunk of the time hair won't fall out. And if some of the hair does fall out once in a while, on that action, it's that's okay. But as long as they know most of the time I do this action, my hair is not, no hair is coming out. That's it. Okay. Interesting thing I just wanted to go through real quickly. It's not so negale maisa, but just to, we should keep it in mind. There is one of the Lamatas Malachas called Menapetz, which is combing, has to do with combing. Maybe down the road we'll go through it real quickly. So it's a malacha called combing. So why don't we, the question is, why don't, Sefer Klolim brings it down on page Lamed Zayin. Why don't we say that a person combs the hair, brushes the hair, right? So the hair comes out automatically. So that's why we don't brush. Why don't we say it's under the malacha of combing, right? We say it has to do with goizes, uprooting items that are attached to the body, like hair, nails, dried out skin, and so on. What about combing? I'm combing my hair. That's menapetz. That's what it means. That's the malacha. So he explains. Interesting. He says he brings from the Shalat Shuvas Avnei Nezer, Simen Kuf Ayin, that all these different actions, where even if somebody takes their fingers and runs it through the hair, in a case in time, like we said, the hair won't be falling out most of the time. So that we said would be fine. He says the malacha of menapetz, which combing, has to do with the weaving, actually. So just real quickly to read, I just wanted to make the distinction. We should have an understanding. Some of us might be thinking, what about menapetz combing? Why isn't that a problem over here? So just to read from the Sefer Lamatas Malachas, page 733, how he explains the wool that was required for the ureus, the curtains, right, the cloth covering for the Mishkan, after the fleece was removed from the animal, it was necessary to comb out the entangled fibers to prepare them for dyeing and spinning. This series of combings was the malacha of menapetz combing. So then getting back to the Sefer Klolim, how he brings from the Sefer Shas Shuvas Avnei Nezer, he says the interesting thing that this, he says, the Kamoisha Ein Disha B'Mechuba Rak B'Tolish, okay, whatever that is, Kamoisha Kain Ein Menapetz B'Mechuba Rak B'Tolish. This malacha of menapetz, of combing, only has to do when it's already detached. In other words, the walls that had to be prepared, you have to disentangle, right? Obviously, the walls was all tangled up and it has to be washed and cleaned and it had to be combed out and, straightened out and taking out the tangles and straightening and finding it out and so, and, you know, cleaning it out and so on. So the cleaning out was malabin. That was the laundering part, but the straightening it out and combing it out part, that was menapetz. But he says that only applies to when it's, he says, a menapetz b'mechuba rak betolish, only when it's already detached. So when when a person either combs or they're rubbing their hair or running their fingers through the hair, whatever the case is, of course the combing is not allowed to be done because you're uprooting hairs. But as far as the combing part goes, that would not be a problem because he says by hairs of a person, as long as it's attached to a person, shehei mechuber la'adam, so then that malacha menapetz does not apply. The combing part is only when it's detached, like the wool that's detached from the animal. So then they had to comb it out and so on and get it ready. So that was the malacha of menapetz combing. But while it's still attached, that's when it would not apply. Very interesting. Kamoi kein ein menapetz b'mechuba rak betolish. That's what he says. And therefore, by a person when they combs their, when they comb their hair, they would not have to do with the malacha of menapetz combing, but would have to do our malacha of goizes uprooting. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.